Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
One who sit upon the throne forever and ever. And we honor you. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now I perceive strongly the grace for healing. But not healing in the physical body. But God wants to heal people's journey with Him. Amen. Amen and amen. Sit down for a moment. If you are not in the culture of going back over my teachings, then you are doing it wrong. Is that okay? Is that okay? What did I say? If you are not in the culture of going back over my teachings, you are what? You are doing it very, very wrong. So I want to welcome everyone, especially Bible study this evening. Give yourselves a big hand. So, when the media released the memo for the meeting, I found out that it's like they did not understand my direction. I want to make it very clear. My direction, what I'm teaching you how to keep your estate, is not how not to fall just in the race. It is also how not to fall in your spiritual lineage. Exactly. Uh-huh. Both of them are fused together. In Genesis 4:7, God spoke to Cain and said, "Sin lies at your door, but to you will his desire be. You must master it." Are you following what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. So you have to listen. This is not just a Bible study session. It's a training session. Uh-huh. All right. So today I'm going to be a lot. Fall away, rebellion. Oh, the fracas there. This fellow used to be in that church. Now they fought. There's an issue. Many of those things are not necessary. And that's why, personally, I did not post anything about this episode. Maybe on social media. Because this is me and my people. If you get it right, we can focus on, we can now bless the body of Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. So I began that on Sunday. So I titled this, How to Keep Your Up, Your Estate. And I gave you a scripture to illustrate what I'm saying. Acts of the Apostle, chapter number 1, verse 16. Acts 1:16. And when we read this, we are going to check if the event in Acts 1:16 is actually necessary or was necessary. And there are people who have the, I can't remember now, it's the doctrine of, there's a doctrine, all right, that people have. Anna also shared in that doctrine that when things happen to people, they say God has brought it. When you have such doctrine, you will fail a billion times over. Because the devil knows that he can come in and raid. As long as you don't know it is the thief, you can't ask for restoration. You can't. See, the cry for restoration begins when you know something is lost. If it is God you think has done it, will you know something is lost? You say, God has done it. For instance, you can believe that God can bless you with cancer. People believe that. Maybe at this point in your journey, God wants to teach you a lesson with that. If you can believe God is teaching you a lesson with poverty, you can believe he's teaching a lesson with sickness. All good and perfect gift comes from above. Because once you have that mentality, number one, is a sign you don't know God. It's also a sign you are not reading the Bible. But it can also be a sign that you have been taught by wrong teachers. Let me give you an instance. A woman was going to get married to a man that she loves. All right? That's, she has prayed, convinced, took the name to her mother, who happened to be a prophetess. The mother said, that's not your husband. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, we are still going to, these are matters we are not ready for. The prophetic is not God's primary way of leading the New Testament church. Any prophetic that does not have a witness with the Holy Ghost on your inside, don't take it. Any prophetic that has no root in scriptures, don't take it. Any prophetic, are you following what I'm saying? Even if you are walking in a rebellion and God wants to call you to order, the Holy Ghost will have been witnessing to it. So they said, somebody else is her husband, according to what they saw in vision. So she married the person. And she got pregnant. All right? From the moment she got pregnant, the guy never showed up till she gave birth. He met her in the hospital. There were complications. They needed money. He met her there. The woman was pained, was angry. He was going to beat her up in the hospital. Then she carried the baby. The nurses were there. So you beat me with the child? He was going to. Then he mistakenly eats the child. The child passed out. You told me that God gave her that husband to do what? To achieve what? There are kinds of spouses that are only for those who didn't see God. Because nobody in his will should marry such. And you bother out of God's will. Regardless of the covenant you are working with, you will regret it. Listen to what I'm saying. Covenants don't get fulfilled outside obedience. There's a part that you must keep, then God keeps his part. Somebody say, yeah, God has promised me I can never miss it. Sir, I'm promising you from scriptures, you can miss it unless you do what God says you do. You can. Are you with me now? Meanwhile, they said that. Let me give you another one. This one is a very funny one. My friend shared that with me. Whenever I remember the story, I shake my head. I laugh, but actually I know that, you know, the way you laugh, they say anybody will laugh when you see this, you're going to a fire. That's kind of laugh. I'm not saying I'm going to a fire for laughing. All right, but this brother took names to a pastor. Let me just quote it. And the pastor is close to this, my friend. Are you following what I'm saying? Because this issue of bringing name, let's pray. You may just go and look for a name that looks fine. But let's leave that. I will not tell you what I mean. The pastor looked at the name and said, this is your wife. We saw the future. Alright? Unfortunately for the man who was going to obey anything the prophet said, the woman, and I'm not saying this to exaggerate. I'm telling you what it is. The woman was 10 times his size. 10 times. He could disappear into her. Nobody will see him. You will search for him everywhere in this life. He's missing. All right? They got married according to what they said the Lord said. Few weeks after wedding, he discovered that he has no attraction for the woman. They've been married for more than 15 years. There's no child because there's no attraction. Okay, God brought that to teach him a lesson. Are you following what I'm saying? Because there is a part of the prophet that have not been sent. And you that, listen to what I'm saying. It takes a false believer to be a victim of a false prophet. It takes that. Those who have no pastors, who will not learn the word, they want it quick. Show me now which of them is. Have you followed the Holy Spirit? No. Do you pray? No. Do you study your Bible? No. Do you read books on relationship? No. Do you go for seminars? No. Counselors? No. Just show me what God is saying. It should work automatically. Nonsense. All right? So there are believers who have that doctrine. But there's a, hey, God, help me. Help me tonight. That I will speak from the sincerity of your word. That no matter the height the devil has taken anyone to, tonight we bring them back. In Jesus' name. All right. There's a conversation in Acts 1. Very, very painful conversation. Acts 1. We start reading from verse 15. The Bible said, and in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120 men and brethren. This scripture needs be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake. Concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. This is the most painful part. Verse 16. Can we read that together? For he was numbered with us and had obtained a part of this ministry. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the mist, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric. That's a very strong word. Let another take. We might need to break that again. Amplified version of that, verse 20. For in the book of Psalms it is written, let his place of residence become deserted and gloomy, and let there be no one to live in it. And again, let another take his position or overseership. Good News Translation says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, may his house become empty, may no one live in it. As it is written, may someone else take his place of service. Now, I stumbled on something very, very painful. I was invited for by a minister that I respect. So I was invited for a birthday. If I can remember very well, I don't know if it was the person's 50th birthday or 40th birthday. So I was invited for the birthday of the person. And as I sat down, an elderly pastor walked in that I can remember about 16 or so years ago. I was in a meeting where that elderly pastor conducted ordination for a younger pastor. Now, the younger pastor that he ordained down the line has divorced the wife, impregnated several women, has done several things, and is now out of ministry. But I saw the man who ordained him 16 years ago walk into that meeting still sharp, still fresh. The oil is still there. Now, this is an elderly man. This man should not be nothing less than 75 years old. But I looked at the elegance and the smartness and the grace with which he entered. He spent less than 15 minutes. When he was done talking, everywhere was on fire. How can this man preserve this fire this long? And the one who was just ordained 16 years ago has made a mess of his life. I went back home, pained, began to ask questions. Then the Holy Ghost reminded me. Okay. You know, we have made a mess of many things. And I speak to my people. After all, I didn't share this to any platform. I'm not going to. Each of you that are seated, you can choose to hear or choose not to hear. There's no problem. But in years to come, I will still be standing by the grace of God. I'm telling you. Oh yes, I'm telling you. It's, you know, people make decisions. And it's left to the individuals. Anybody can, I can just invite anybody to come and ordain me in the body of Christ. But that's not the pattern. These things flow in families. That's the pattern. Alright? This is not to flow in what? Families. So you look at it. I was called a pastor. My spiritual father ordained me a pastor. And there are patterns in scripture. Are you following what I'm saying here? Ordained me a pastor. And the time came. He told me, God has been eating it. God has been telling me to. I said, I will not tell anybody. I don't want it. That it's time for you to be ordained as an apostle for the sake of the work. Sentenced me to fasting and prayer. He too was fasting and praying along, my wife, myself inclusive. We say we submit. Pour the oil. I did not just wake up and chain tight. And I did not go and borrow father to come and do it. I saw. Because, listen, it is important that the one who knows your spiritual history leads you. Because it happens. People can impregnate a girl here, put on that discipline and leave. And go somewhere else and say, I serve somebody, but they don't like me. And they make the person assistant pastor immediately. It is also a matter of pain for ministries who want to give men title so they can stay. Anybody who can't stay under the word should not lead. It's simple. Are you following what I'm saying? Oh, we love this person so much. Person is so powerful. Let's give person title. Not in this house. And that's why, no matter where you are coming from, when you come to Spirit of Life Church, you learn afresh. You sit down. We tutor you. We retrain. One of the things I want to show you is how to follow. So I was there disturbed about the The old man is still standing, still burning. The young man has lost his ministry. But the Holy Ghost asked him, why did he not follow the old man? Who did he follow? Nobody. Who is his father? Nobody. Check the life of David. Samuel came to pour oil on his head. Throughout his life, he kept going after Samuel. There are things we can use our authority to do in the body of Christ. Meanwhile, it may work, but it does not mean it is God endorsed. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. If he had followed that old man, at the point he said he wanted to leave the wife. Let me not jump ahead of myself. Let me take it slow. So he said, let another person take his bishopric. Then you read Jude 1:6 also of the angels that do not keep their estate. And what happened to them? So I taught this as an introduction in workers' meeting on Sunday. And I gave an illustration of when I began to seek God on campus. And how I became worried about the rate that people are falling out of the radar. And I needed God to assure me. Don't just send me and take me so high. And then I fall. Because the higher you climb, the more the news your fall will make. And there are certain points that you are doing something wrong, but it's not loud. Because your fall at that point does not make any sense to the devil. Because you're already on your face. Your fall does not... the devil likes it when you fall at a season when many can fall with you. He wants your fall to be so loud. So it will give you the impression that what you are doing is fine. So keep climbing. Keep climbing. The idea is that by the time many people are saying, that's my role model, my mentor, all of a sudden the response to gravity. Then at that point, he has through that person gotten many. Some will be discouraged and say, if a pastor can do this, I'll never go to church again. Some will say, if this person can fall, who am I? Some will say, who is righteous? Who is seeking God? So, he wants you to feel you are fine at the point where you become a motivation enough. Are you following what I'm saying here? Follow me. So, I told you, there are 5 wisdom I gleaned from that conversation with God. So, there are 5 things the devil will try to pull before a man will. If he wants to get a man there, because many of these structures are structures of wisdom that God has planted around you, that if you get it right, are you following what I'm saying here? If you get it right with those structures, you are going to do well. Are you with me? If you don't get it right with those structures, or if those things begin to live your life one after the other, then there's going to be issues. All right? So you must pay attention. All things are not black and white. They are not as they appear. And so that if you have been attending to life emotionally, come back. Okay? There is the place of emotions. No matter how offended you are, if I keep 1 billion naira here and I hurt you, you will forgive me for the 1 billion. If I hurt you and you say, let us never meet again, is because you have not seen what God has put in place of that relationship. But that doesn't give anybody license to go on and keep hurting. Let's put the balance. Okay? I'm trying to draw you from the path of this. You know what I found out? The loudest are not usually the ones who last the most. So people just come. Hey, I'm here. This is my place. No, ask God for the grace to last. Oh, I just joined this new church. It is everything I've been praying for. Are you sure? Oh, have you met my pastor? Post-time Lazarus, I love him. He's so calm. Have I rebuked you before? have I? It's a lot. And it gets quite heavy. Meanwhile, it is part of the bargain. Are you with me now? I love Apostle. He's such a kind man. Very quiet. Very calm. My wife needs to tell you another version of love. Because she has seen things. Okay? Now, hear what I'm saying. If you don't know a person and you love the person, that love is not complete. But if you know who the person is, you've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and you do, then okay. That's beyond emotions. And that's why you see two people getting married. You are married today, tomorrow, no more. What will keep them? And meanwhile, that tomorrow, is that the way they sing the song? Because in the world now, tomorrow there's many more. People break up with their spouse, their husband or wife, as if they are breaking a relationship. People break marriages over the phone. Just so you know, I've left. Take care of the kids. And she means what she's saying, or he means what he's saying. And that's, we have little regard for covenant. So, hold on. Don't write. You don't know what you want to write. Hold on. So, you see a boy telling a girl, I can die for you. Meanwhile, what keeps people in marriage is beyond the feelings. No, you will not always feel it. I assure you. I say you will not always feel it. There are times you look at your spouse and say, what is all this? What is all this? And you know you cannot say beyond that one. You know. And after you have said what you said, that your spouse still bring you food, you will still have to eat it. You can't say, take this food and leave my side. You cannot. So at that point, is it the figure eight? No, talk to me, guys. All the things you are saying, I want a girl that, what do you like in a woman? Speak up. I said, speak up. It's over you, your hand. What are you talking about? I asked one of my boy, what do you like in a woman? They said, I like them sophisticated. I said, okay. Marriage will remove the sophistication. Huh? Because that sophisticated tush girl, posh, will be pregnant. And the moment she get pregnant, the nose will go 5 times the size. The lips will change. The eyeball will bulge out. Many times she will not even want to see any wig on her head or something. Just want to put it somewhere. Then you now need to see them when they want to eat. They will put it on the ground like sacrifice. And sit with it. And put wig. Or when a woman just come back from one outing. Yeah! And that's why some people's misery began their wedding night when the girl washed the makeup. What? And from that night, they start planning how to get out. Because he bought the house because of the paint. Not for the structure. The paint. The class of men who ask a girl out and forget to know if she's born again. Forgot. Because those are not the things that matters. There are decisions you make that shows us you are not pursuing God. And it shows us that many of the things you are doing is a lie. Meanwhile, I'm not trying to erase the fact. Because there's an extreme that tells you that when you want to marry a woman, love is not a matter. Friendship is not a matter. Marry then, try to. Let me give you the balance. If you don't love a person, you may... Let me explain how it works. For a woman, many things can affect the emotions. Attention, kindness, care. The woman can begin to even see a madman as a caring man. And this guy is good, though. That's the way a woman is. Are you with me? If a man does not like you from day one, he doesn't. That's a man. You now tell that man that because there are three factors that must be there: conviction, attraction, and the fact that purpose. Two are walking the same direction or similar direction. You now tell him that attraction is not a factor. Many be. Let me leave it. Are you following what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying, though. Because I'm going to tell you about the danger of making social media your pastor. I'm going to show it to you today. Many entered into their worst misery because at the point where they were having a doctrinal eye, they took something away. I heard Pastor here, Deboe, say, marry for love. He said, me and my wife have gone through many tribulations and we did not feel because we love each other. Then you as a young minister now say, don't marry for love. How? That man has been over 50 years in marriage. See, it must be there. But it can't keep you. But it must be there. If it is not there, chances are you will not be kept. Very high. Very high. You will accept marriage as a dealing. That is a cross from God. It's not a cross. Okay. Let's assume you understand what I'm saying. Alright, I'm just going to leave it there. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
but what I'm telling you is that when two people are getting married and they are, oh, everything is nice, the first 2 weeks you become a marriage counselor online. Guys, this is how to get it right. This is how God did it for me. You will notice that when people do that, a season will come, they will be quiet. You are not seeing them on social media. No motivational posts. Nothing. Then they will now come back again. Because that's the point that marriage is happening. Okay. Are you with me? That thing that I used to tell you that in the first 1 month of marriage, become a marriage counselor and a motivational speaker is a trap. Shh. You are enjoying it. Shh. And build. The time you should spend together, everything is online. Meanwhile, majority of those who are not posting, I'm not saying those who are posting are like this. Some of those who are enjoying their home the most don't have time to post. They are busy loving each other. See, same clothes. See. Hold on. Let me explain. When I went to see my wife in her father's house, our first official place of meeting, that I'm going to ask a girl, she said, come to my house. Come to our house. I've never seen that kind. That's another story. We'll settle this matter. All right, but wait. When I go to their house, the father and the mother wear the same clothes. Me, I know I'm not like this. It's not my style. So in case you are wondering, is it that these people... I don't know what she wants to wear until she wears it. I don't know. It's not my own way of communicating love. It's boring to me. Meanwhile, somebody else can like it. You like it? Okay. Now, it looks like Sam will like it. There's one of our pastors in Lagos, Pastor Abraham. It looks like he will like it. Pastor Lekon also. You see his face. The way they look. You see, it looks like he will. Patum says he's a bit stubborn. It doesn't look like he will like it. But we've seen Pijo. But that's just on a lighter note now. It's not my thing. If for any reason a cloth is given to us, we have never decided one day to go and buy the same cloth, except if there's a family function, which I don't go. That's another thing. I'm not sure we have ever before gone to visitation. I don't do it. I don't have that time. I don't. Oh, we go to Abuja that people must see. God bless you guys. Have a nice time. See you guys when you return. You are not going. I am not. It's who I am. Unless necessary. Maybe somebody is sick. I try and go. Is there something happening there that will augment my purpose? And that's why I'm not the resident pastor of this church. I don't owe anybody visitation. This is your pastor. And thank God she's blessed with it. So it's not, we have different ways of communicating. Are you following what I'm saying? But I can tell you for certainty that you see the feelings you have in marriage, it will be checked. How many of you have played ball before? All right, I played ball till I left campus. And how many of you have wondered the reason why when you want to play ball, you will have to jog almost half the time. And if you are not given to regular exercise, by the time you finish jogging, you have gassed out. So you may not be able to play. Because the energy needed to play is what comes after blood now circulates. Are you following what I'm saying? Not the one that you have when you say you have taken a bar. Just say, I just loaded up and I'm not, you that one. You know, memories are coming. I've seen people who have vomited on the pitch. That one, by the time you run toe and throw, they dribbled you once. You know that I'm not, it's not the way I should prepare for life. Are you following what I'm saying? Oh boy. Let me counsel you. I'll use an illustration. I will not say more than that. I went to buy TV. I bought what I could afford. I paid. Then they called me back. I said, Pastor, you didn't see that one. See the way it is curved. And the screen touch. How much? 1.something million. I left. Once you pick yours, close account. Okay. Many things will check if your account is still open. And the decision must be made from day one. But you don't stop there. You keep making it. Particularly if you are coming from a home where there's been history of promiscuity. You must not repeat it. Or else your children will have to start again. So beyond what you feel, tell yourself, I don't want my children to fight this battle. What I'm trying to show you is that many things in life goes beyond emotions. Are you with me? Okay, sit down. All right? Going somewhere. So God showed me five things that the devil will need to destroy. There are layers of protection around your life. Then it will get to you, surely, when it does these five things. Number one, it will need to destroy the quality of relationships that brings checks and balance into your life. So check this from the message I teach on Sunday. I taught on Sunday workers meeting. It's already uploaded on the platform. If you are not a worker, then you should get the part one. All right? It will need to destroy. That is, the friends that know you in the days that you are small, I can tell you that you didn't grow up like this. This was not the way you were taught. This is not what they trained us with. The devil wants to make sure that those friends who know your consecration should no longer be in your life, so that the new ones that you imported based on your level can be the ones that are left. When that happens, because you went through the wilderness to get to the promised land, what will keep you in the promised land is the wisdom of the wilderness. It wants to make sure that those who were part of those early phase are no longer in your life. So that when you begin to do strange things, it is not strange to them. That's the first. So at this point, you must know that you fight for friendship. You do. And you don't allow the devil to destroy you over petty things. One time we were having a conversation. One of my friends. We have video call almost every day. We have a platform. And we were talking on phone. So, I knew at that point he and his babe were meeting. So, I was talking with the girl.
I said, hold on. Take the camera up again. What? This roof I'm seeing, I know this roof. This is my friend's house. Give him the phone. Oh boy, what is she doing in your house? You are not married. So, he said, no, that's not what happened though. Actually, she just came to pick some things and then she's going back. I saw it. And I could rescue him. Now, if there was something, it changed at that moment. All right? I also shared the story of another friend. And I went to his house. And I just called him. I'm in Lagos. I'm coming to. He said, welcome. So I met the fiancé there. I said, okay, no problem. 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. Is she sleeping here? I said, actually she is. Yeah. 9:30, they were together in the living room talking. What are they? I carried my pillow from the room. Went to the midst of the both of them, put the pillow at their midst and lay down there. Oh, you wanted to cry. You know, we're having the conversation. Any conversation you are talking that I can't hear. I said, let her go to the room and sleep. You continue tomorrow morning. Follow me. We are going inside the room. If you stand up at night, I will know. On their wedding day, came to thank me. He said, that night I would have fallen. Meanwhile, when the devil wants to finish, he will make you hostile towards those who can preserve you. No, check. The moment you see that the believer has developed hostility towards those who are praying around him, those who are fasting, those who are doing the right things, that fellow is going down. Because the spirit of decline will fight anything that is standing strong. The moment depreciation begins to enter, that spirit will fight. See, if you notice that prayer angers you, it's because you are not praying. If you notice that people are fasting, you are insecure, you are wondering, it's because you are not doing it. That thing that is taking you down is fighting anything that opposes it. Once you begin to see those signs, you are already going down. And there's a need to begin to pray. Once you see those who are walking in sanctification and holiness, and you are angry, are they the only one? Something is happening in you that is opposite. Fight it. You are not civilized. You are just falling. That is what is happening. So that's the first layer. The layer of friends that can hold you to account. Hold you to account. The second layer is that the devil will try to, he will need to destroy connection to the voice of authority and accountability in your life. Now, I've seen many things go on in the body of Christ that actually spiritual fathering is just somebody who led you to Christ. How many of you can attest that some of those who led you to Christ cannot father you? A spiritual father is one who trains and matures you. Now, I heard this illustration. All right, so a girl was calling the man and said, you are my stepdad. The man said, I am not your stepdad. I am the dad that stepped up. To be a dad is not to give birth to a child. To be a dad is to raise the child. Your spiritual father is the one who matures you. So if you say you have a spiritual father and you are not paying attention to his teaching, you are not allowing yourself to grow. That structure is there in the body of Christ. To Paul, there is a Timothy. To Moses, there's a Joshua. This is a pattern. I understand that there is a lot of desire for independence, but we must not make it a doctrine. So you will need to destroy. Because the moment there's no one who can tell you stop, he likes it. He likes it. And let me say this to you. In leadership, there are two things involved. There is submission, then there's agreement. Let me explain. Two can't work together except they agree. I don't believe in forced fathering or the idea of spiritual father that try to colonize people or run their life for them. I don't believe in all those things. The father is not to replace the Holy Ghost in people's life. It's to guide, to train, to nurture, to mature, perform the duty of priesthood. Well, hear me. There is a need for agreement. Agreement is the synergy. And sometimes instruction is given to you that it is something you would have done before, so you agree. But there are times that it is not what you would have done. For instance, shut down for 3 weeks and pray. You are jumping all over the place. Stop it. Say, I want to do more. See,
I notice that those who try to do more sometimes don't last. It is those who wait to become. And I tell people, see, whether if you are running ministry and when you do programs, after the program, you've rent camera, you've done everything. When you check your media, you see 3 views. You are not failing. Because if you check another people and you see that, 4,000 views, you will say, what are they saying? Let me see what they are saying. So that people can also listen to me. You will leave your assignment and become an echo. Meanwhile, when the noise is down, everybody will go to their father's house when they have faced life. Build the ministry. The future of listening is that you have raised men and trained them to listen. Not just speaking in the air. Forget that nonsense. Oh, this one, that, let me try you. What are you doing now? Somebody come to our ministry now. And then start doing, So what are you doing? Say, stand. You see, I can sing in tongues and sing in understanding also. Speak in tongues, speak in understanding also. All right? But this is a training house. It's a house of doctrine. There's a point you do chant. I say, stop. Shh. Stop that. Come and see me in the office. As you are entering, people know that. That guy. Okay. One time like that, I gave some of my boys prayer. Came to the altar. Silent in prayer. Did like this. I said, oh boy, if you bend like that again on this platform, there are styles unique to different lineage. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said there are styles unique to different lineage. Just come to my altar. See, I love prayer and I pray. But stay according to pattern. Stay with pattern. I says, the fact that you are not bold to insist on this is the reason why your walk will be bent. Oh, you are afraid of what people say. You have not started ministry. For your information, everyone or someone somewhere has something to say against everything you do. So when will you start living? When? When you say something or you do something, you go and check with online. Online. Internet has given everybody a voice. Even those who should not speak. I said, if you come and do that here, it's not according to pattern. You will never see it. I sit down on Thursdays, watch our programs in Ibadan, watch the pastor's lead program. Same spirit. I said same spirit. Now, there can be different styles in terms of delivery, but the goalpost is the same. They look at them. They saw that these men were not learning, but they took note that they have been with Jesus. How come you look at a ministry, you take note, this one has been with one person in India, that one has been with the other person in Ghana. This one, who are they with? And when they tell you, don't listen to that voice, follow what is happening here. You say they want to colonize me. No. To become like everybody is to become a nobody. Are you with me? If you do anything about heart, if you mix all the colors together, what you get is black. Your life will be dark, mixed different. I told you I went to preach somewhere. As I got to the place, I saw a flyer. I don't want to call names. Okay, but it's Winners, Redeem, Christ Embassy, TB Joshua, Apostle Johnson Suleiman. I said I saw different flyers of this on the altar. Where have I come? What? You cannot be building a skyscraper, a bungalow, a duplex, and inside the same building. And the moment the person who is the head is not disciplined to insist. You see, the liberal message, don't follow anybody, it's the body of Christ. The body of Christ is very interesting, sir. There are different kind of people inside with different kind of things and different kind of opinions. And check in any ministry that people are not following the voice of the house. Those, no matter how intelligent and smart they are, they will underperform.
And I've noticed that when I commit an assignment to people's hand, the most intelligent don't perform. It is the one who follows. Because the oil flows from the head. It is your connection that determines your output. That's what it is. I give you an assignment, go and pastor this church. You already have an opinion that apostle doesn't know much. You can't pastor it. When you get there, the whole spiritual system will prove to you that you have not started. Because God resists the proud. I say, go and preach. You say, thank God, this is about to also teach him. So I'm going to teach him now. I'm going to school him. When you get there, you will notice that the things you were saying in the room with your friends, that will be on fire. Hey, come on now. Love. As you say it here, you will notice you are hearing yourself. It's bouncing back. There is a protocol here that is unlocked with a power, and it takes connection to it. If we have had to tell a pastor stop, they were not connected. You can't be and not perform. Bishop Oyedepo told the pastors and pastors to stop. They say, go and pastor a church. He say, win how many souls per month? This is the structure. You saw it before you took the job for 50,000. You saw it. You love the money. 1 year, 2 years, they say these guys are not performing. Sack those who are not performing. They now went to Insta blog and said, look at it. They sack me because I'm not bringing tithe and offering. That's the reason why you didn't perform. You have a reprobate heart. If there was supposed to be another open door, that person has closed it. Meanwhile, if you kill your father today, there's a version of media that agrees. Yes. As they are saying, what have you done? They don't say, leave him now. He's depressed. So if what you are looking for is attestation to your character, oh, you will find. Because there are those who have gone out of the way like yourself, and they will endorse you. And some are still having caller and mic. You announce tomorrow that it's time to divorce, my wife's no longer fine. You will find a pastor somewhere around the world that will say, I did the same too. Leave him now. He said he doesn't like her again. And that's why, for your own preservation, God set the solitary in family. For your preservation. There's nobody who has worked with us in this ministry who try to import some wisdom outside to build the wall God has given to me. Who have succeeded at it? Nobody. You will drop off like leech. And you know the funny thing? This is an ever-growing house. Ever training ministers. Ever raising men. Somebody say, hey, speak. We are not even hearing because we are too busy. Busy. At the point you feel, what's I supposed to do now? That's the point, is walking behind the scene. Raising men. Busy. There are platforms that you will never know exist until they had you there. Say, so this exists? They exist, sir. You have not come to the maturity that can cope with what is inside. When you come there, when you join the ministry, Sphere of Light, Platform Abuja, okay, you enter another level. Steward. Okay, some of you trek to Jabi on Sunday. Some of you just trek to the junction. Somebody trek to Jabi. The reason why I could not tell somebody to trek because you cry. Yeah, Jabi. My wife, come. Jabi, come back. They stay outside and drink a bottle of Coke. I say, come back and sweat. Are you following what I'm saying? Meanwhile, the Jabi thing itself, at another level, when you come back, 3 days dry, I've started from that moment. 3 days. In this ministry, 3 days dry can start at any point. You say, but I've eaten today. Don't worry, start like that. Start from where you are. And that's where anywhere our ministers get to. They are different. Fathers in the body of Christ have called me. Your people are everywhere. I say, that's how we see it. In banks, everywhere, say yes. Say, but I always know them because they are respectful. I went to a school. I won't mention the names. To lodge. So I can minister in another school. But the place I was lodging, I saw that students cooperate. Everyone smart. But that other place, the fellowship, even president came with jeans and one big round neck that can swallow me. I don't know GenSec. I don't know. Everybody just came anywhere. Anywhere there's no structure, there's no future.
And your spiritual family is the micro platform that God will use to put structure to your life. But that's where there is doctrinal interpretation at a level you should assimilate. Are you with me now? Not all pastors in the body of Christ can pastor you. No, not all pastors. We're going somewhere. I said number three, the devil will try to fight your understanding of the sanctity of marriage. That is, he begin to tell you how that is it really compulsory to remain married to your wife or to your husband? That person is fine too. Why don't you try it? He will try to convince you so he can. And meanwhile, look up. I'm not saying this to mock anybody, but have you found cases of young ladies who lost their virginity on campus? And they kept it with the boy, check, didn't get pregnant, say, okay, we're not going to do this again. They did it till they either separated or till. They keep doing it. Okay? Once you can get into adultery once, you will not stop. At least, not without accountability. Immorality is one sin you can't bring yourself out of. And that's why we say, if any man be caught in a fault, let those who have the spirit of meekness restore. You can't fall by yourself and rise by yourself. You need help. People have tried to play games. Fall in Sokoto, go to Lagos and submit again. Then they will make Lagos what they made Sokoto. Because nobody knows their health history. Your spiritual health has a record. Stay where the history is known, sir. Are you with me? Stay with me. And that's why you begin to see cases of men of God begin to sleep with members of church. How? And I say this, any ministry you see that there is immorality from the pastor, if you look closely, the structure is in such a way that the wife is not involved. Check. Can I say it again? Any ministry that you see that there's immorality with the pastor, the structure is in such a way that the wife is not involved. She doesn't know anything. She does not know the structure. He has made sure that the only position she organizes is mommy. The woman has capacity that can be trained, but he does not believe in her. He will flaunt other people, not the wife. And I say this with all humility. When I began to pray about who should be the resident pastor of Abuja, I saw the one I have discipled best is my wife. And it's a thing of joy for me. Oh, you want me to disciple you more than disciple my wife? No, talk so I can know that we are enemies. I said the one I have discipled best is my wife. You should give me a big hand. You should. Oh, you are not happy about that. She can adequately represent me anywhere. And there's no fear. Are you with me now? Hold on. I'm teaching you something. She can stand where I stand. And we get the same honor. We are having our 50th anniversary as a church. We're just in Abuja for like 3 months. And guess what? We are not bringing any external preacher. Apart from my stepfather, is not an external preacher. Because my wife can adequately carry the body. Yes, adequately. Adequately. There's no. Now, sit down. Sit down. What I'm teaching you is what will preserve your life. Are you following what I'm saying? It will preserve your life. It will preserve your life. There's a code around that I'm going to teach you later. It will give you mature and keep growing. One day I'm going to teach you the code. There's a code around what I just said. I said there's a code around what I just said. There is a code around it. That there's a way you begin to run your home. We know. Somebody needs to bring it. How do you sit down as a man of God and conclude in your heart that your wife is not smart? The one who is smart will be placed in your heart. That is the way it works. Men are attracted towards the one who solves their problems. Men. But a man can sleep with many girls. A man who is not born again, not believer. And you'll be wondering, he will not go and marry a girl that is not as fine as them. You wonder why? Because she brings more to the table than the body. And men knows that when it's time to settle down, you need more than the body. So women, you must have more than looks. You must have. Rebecca fetched water and fed the camels. Do you have fetcher? Rema. I'm going to make a doctrine out of that. It's a doctrine of fetcher. Follow me. Are you with me? Let me tell you. So what phase are you not saying? I'm in preparatory state. Prepare well. Because everything you are preparing for, your preparation will be ransacked. If you had a culture that while you were doing ministry as single, you were eating the girls one by one, and you did it in such a way that nobody found out, it's not over. You will do it again. Are you trying to build a movie of sin? No. It is a seed. It's not dead. It's only covered. And when you cover it, it grows. There are things you will not have the energy to do, except there's previous record. Do you know what it means, the energy it will take to even hug a girl that is not your wife? You hug, then you hug longer. Do you know the energy? It has a lot of capacity there. You have built it. And when you keep building it, and it's good. As you grow, the definition of mercy is that you are exposed. So the way I know men will not last is that they fight the one who exposed them. If you are doing anything now that needs to be exposed, may God expose it. Because silence is judgment. Silence is permission for the natural law of decadence to catch up with a man. Till the man cannot be restored. Are you with me now? Are you following what I'm saying? Stay with me. Stay with me. The fourth one, the devil will try to water down your knowledge of consecration. Consecration, the secret instruction that governs your continuity. It talks more about self-denial to enter into a dimension. So, to consecrate means to set apart. It means to make special. To make ready for special use. There are lifestyles that you can't live if you are going to become much with God. For instance, you can't live your daily life on social media. There are believers that they've liked every post. From Insta blog to Yaba left to gist something to that they are there. And these are things that contradict what God is building. Are you with me now? So sometimes God will give you instruction that is not peculiar to everyone. Because he's trying to save you from something that is unique to you. So for instance, if God sees that money can be your problem, chances are very high it's going to keep leading you to give till you die to it. So now you cannot begin to spend. Or he can even tell you, you can't do 10% as tight, do 20. So that your confidence will not be in it. If he sees that you can get to a relationship and now you have not tamed your flesh, he can tell you, stay with me for 2 years. No dating. Don't do anything. That instruction is to set you apart so he can rescue you and prepare you for a good work.
Consecration is the secret of your fire. You must have consecrations that guide your life. Sometimes there are things everybody is talking about, but because the consecration, the instruction that has separated you in ministry cannot allow you to contribute to that. Are you with me? You cannot be a Christian of anything goes. What's the instruction? What are the instructions that have set you apart? What makes you different from everyone else? What are the instructions that makes you unique? What are the instructions? So you must pay attention to that. And do not seek to be like everyone else. Don't. Today is Daddy W.F. Kumuyi's 82nd birthday. And I found myself thinking, oh, these men, they teach law. They are old. Their generation is gone. Like Pastor Paul, you said, in one of the books, he didn't tell us the name of the book that he bought. The evangelicals, about seven of them, came together to write that book. And they gave a message at the end of the book that we know you Pentecostals feel we are out of date. But at the end of your race, compare yourself with us. That who amongst you have walked in level of sanctification and devotion, like all of us whose names are listed here. They list the name of Billy Graham and listed several other names. Have you found Billy Graham consecration code? It's out there. That is, these are list of things I cannot do. You see a young man go for ministry, he's happy to be on flyer. A girl is coming to serve him in the hotel room. The girl will come with short skirt, enter the room, come and serve him and say, I'm being sent to wait on you. It will sit down. Hey, thank you. Ah, sir, hey, you can please come and impart me. And you say, I've been talking for this. Oh, he lay hands on her. He and the girl in the room. The girl will fall down. Oh, the skirt is open. I don't want to try to cover her pants. Oh, man of God. Oh, the one who is without restriction. Sir, the level you think you are, many have walked in that level and they died without record. You are not that special. You are not. You are not that. See, people begin to try to pursue all these things. You are not that special. Go and check my social media, yes, maybe 2019 or so. I can post 20 meetings. We're living on the road. We're living on the road. 20, this, that. My car knew that it worked. When I finally sold that car, I knew that the buyer will never bless me. But anyway, the amount he too is buying it, so there's no problem. I don't go for any meeting alone. If we are three that has gone for a meeting, it's three guys, so girls don't follow me. One of the guys is sleeping in my room. Somebody knock, go and attend to the person. Not me. I have no business with any host. I have no business with their member. I've come to do what you have asked me to do, and I will leave. Nobody calls me. I will not call anybody. You don't know these ethics. Oh, fine girl. Pastor. Girls are your lead protocol member, hospitality crew. Your wife is at home, but it's girls in the ministry that are flying with you. They're flying with you everywhere. They're the one that will prepare the food. In a way, your wife does not serve you. They'll bring it in a special way. A solemn voice. Thank you, sir. Thank you for blessing us, Papa. You are going gradually. I don't counsel females about their sexual life. It is not my jurisdiction. I have a wife. I don't. Say, actually, now the way thing has been doing me, it is not my jurisdiction. Okay, what should I tell you? Oh, wait. Hold on a minute. What should I tell you? That's so, whenever it's happening to you like that, just call me. I'm going to pray with you together. For call who? Call who? go and talk to Pastor Mimi. Pastor Mimi too was a single lady before she got married. How did she do it? Go and talk to her. I don't have any counsel for you. Go and fast for 40 days and 40 nights. If you are not okay with it. You are a pastor, you are counseling somebody's wife on how to satisfy the husband in bed. Somebody's wife. You don't have a wife. Pastor. You are counseling somebody's wife. And the things you are telling the person is what you wish your wife is doing. Both of you are now having, say, even as we are talking, there's synergy between us. Any real law. You know what they call it? Any law. This zeal and passion, people have died doing this job. Calm down, sir. Calm down. That's my counsel. But like I said, we all have decided how far we want to go. And nobody can help you beyond your decision. Oh. Okay. Thank God I didn't say what I wanted to say. Okay? Are you with me now? I have young ladies around me. I teach them the Bible. Not sexual life. It's not my business. There are specialists in that field. If a guy says something wrong with him, okay, man to man, we'll sit down. If I'm now talking to you as a man, you are now touching my hand. I am too sure that they will carry it out of us. I am too sure. Man, I can wait and we deal with ourselves. But woman, flee. Don't fight. Run. A woman touch your chest. Run! Then get to the mirror and say, why would you do that now? Don't say that there. It's fire! Fire! Run! When you run, now stay. What's your problem? Eh? What's your... Well, right there. They will touch another one. Your leg will not, you will not run again. You will not be able to run. Run! But a guy now, talking to Akali now, say, Papa, upper court. upper. I am so sure. They will pack his face to service. What happened? too sure. I'm not telling you, you can laugh anything, it's your business. People used to talk about their experience with gay, maybe sometimes they will almost have gay experience. I say I've never had it. The way you know I've had it is that the person will be in the mortuary. That's the way. You come and be a man. A man. A man. Kylie Kaya. A man is going to be. Mwah. Mwah. But where our world is going now is in such a way that you are not almost even saved with some male pastors who, as a man. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I saw a pastor online who had fixed nails and lipstick. And they are doing apostolic meetings. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a movement. Fixed nails. So now if you say your son is even staying with a pastor, a male pastor, you are even saying, Tom, we don't know. That's life. God help us. The devil will want to mess up with your consecrational practice. If you have decided that you don't hug ladies, stay with it. Don't everybody say, you are carnal. No, you are not. You know your strength. If your own decision is that you don't shake ladies, it is better they say you are over spiritual and preserved than to say you are there and you fall. Which one is better? People will insult you and say, it's better you say I'm too strict. And you know that for 14 years of doing ministry, by the grace of God, I've not touched anybody's daughter. Never will I. By the grace of God. That to say our pastor is a kind man, but this is this sister. She can't come again because pastor kissed her. That one can't come because pastor. Paul said, I put my body under.
there are inordinate things you kill. Do you get what I'm saying? Wapa. It must die. Because the devil is after you and after the person. He wants to use you to destroy the person. Are you with me? Number five. Now let me read a few things in number four. Said it will also sell it to you. Alright, it will so sell walking in sin with you that you begin to live in error on a daily basis. When you begin to walk in error and coldness on a daily basis, the life of this error will make you carry out decisions effortlessly, such as you could not have done in the day the hand of God was upon your life. There are things people do, you know. This man should never descend to make this decision. It's because he has left God for long. The problem with you is that you are too innocent. That everybody was fine until they fell is not true. Many people are looking fine, but they have been punctured. And the day they will do something in that regard, you now say it happens suddenly. Nothing is sudden. And you that you are leaking to check, because there are decisions you can make because you have lost gas. You don't understand. Are you with me? Number five. The devil will do all he can to withdraw you from kingdom service. You make sure you have no commitment anywhere. You can't be traced anywhere. You can't be tracked anywhere. Let me give you an instance, a very basic example. A very basic example. If, let me use Pastor B as an example, comfort. If he says, Apostle, and the family I came from third generation, there's issue of promiscuity. Men, they are always sleeping around. They won't go to rescue me. Psalmist said in Psalms 42 from verse 1. He said, as the heart, some says the deer, pant after the water brook, so what? Pant my soul after you. And he went on to say, my tears have become my food night long. When will I come and appear before God? And so on and so forth. The deer loves water. Because, man, they are always very thirsty. But two, the water conceals their smell. So once they enter into water, the animals that kill them trace them with their body odor. So as they find water, they can't locate that they are around. So they are preserved. Service is the water that God used to preserve you from error. Because as you submit yourself to serve in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching local church, there are ethics to remain there. All you have to do is not to try to overcome family battle. Just submit to the ethics. Here we don't do rubbish. There's no pattern for that. As you just follow God and love God, you are in church. Are you trying not to smoke now? You are just busy in church. The problem is that you are trying to not do instead of doing what God says you do. So the devil says, get out of that place. He will bring you back to the idols of your father. It's just a matter of time. He will. I saw a pastor went to post online. Mentioned a church here in Abuja. That singular post made me go back to structure again. He said he did workers in training, did ministers training, and school of ministry in the ministry. Then he was posting his pastor on Twitter that they should refund him all his tithe, as if the church squeezed him to collect. No problem. And I traced the guy and I went to check his social media. And I saw that now what he's advertising online is African traditional religion. Speaking about Amadioha and the gods of his fathers. How did a man who did school of ministry, workers in training, that you keep growing in that ministry, go to that point now that what you project is African traditional religion? It's because the devil first took him away from there. Be sober and be vigilant. For the devil, your adversary, roams about like a wounded lion, seeking for whom he may devour. And the pattern of lions has shown us that they devour lonely animals. Lone rangers. The ones who have left the fold. They may still be in church, but they are not in touch. They are offended about everything going on. They are angry. And let me say this to you. One thing we don't do in this ministry is when people rebel, we don't tell people that. Hey, that. We don't demonize anybody.
But you cannot make the rebellious your best friend and finish well in your spiritual house. Somebody who hates everything going on in your family, who is angry at your father, who sees him as a rascal and hates everything, was once there. Then that person is one who advises you. When somebody makes you angry in church, that's the fellow you talk to. Before anybody takes you from your inheritance, be sure they have a replacement to give you. How will somebody take you away from what is yours and they have nothing to replace? And you say, I like it. Can they pray for you tomorrow that marital door will open? They can't. Can they pray that the door of favor will be open? They can't. Can you be in danger and with one authority the devil sees? They can't. But they can tell you and poison your heart against your lineage. No, be juju be that. Are you not wise? Because we understand better. We will not, somebody else. It's just that we are not seeing this person. We are too. The person know what happened. We know what happened. Maybe among the few mature leaders. But to come in church and say, that's our family, we will not do it. Never be under that pressure. Somebody go online and type about pastor and write it, I will not talk. I just have a few people, you see what's happening. Oh boy. Our silence doesn't mean we are foolish. We are not stupid. We are not. You are in church, you are offended at everything, you are angry, you will not be able to finish it. You will not. You have to heal. You have to heal. So, how do I keep my estate? How do I not fall off? Is there a guarantee? Is there a body of wisdom? So, I wrote something here and I want to read it out verbatim as I wrote it. So you've seen people that were once on fire more than you, who now have become something else. Do you have such record? All right. So the question is, how do I keep my estate? So it's not be said of me that it was once numbered amongst us. I wrote something here. I want to read it verbatim. Number one, I have no guarantee. Listen before you write. Listen before you write. I have no guarantee that you will not be offended at me. I'm talking about myself now. Tomorrow or at the church and you will leave. I'm telling you, I don't have guarantee. That's the truth. I can't guarantee that in the next 5 years, I will not become your greatest enemy. I can't guarantee that in the next 5 years, anywhere you hear from Light Church, you say they are useless people. I don't have such guarantee. Follow me. I have no guarantee that you'll not be offended at me at some point and leave me or the church. My presentation here tonight is to show you that some fallout are not necessary. And this is how to avoid it. So, there were people yesterday who said, that's my father. He's the one God has said to follow. I remember a girl who chatted me up from Cross River. Sorry, I mentioned the state. See, God told me you are the one I should follow at this, that everything I say, I pray to God, everything that has passed you through to pass me through the same. I said, be careful what you wish. So I gave her instruction. Go and do 3 days dry. Study the book of Romans. I'm going to reach out to you some other time. That's just simple instruction. Till today, I've not seen her. Over 5 years now. What's in 3 days dry? But you said God said I should follow. Because listen. Never say, with energy of the flesh, I can never leave you. Never say with the energy of the flesh, I can never betray you. Never say with the energy of the flesh, I can never be disloyal. It is a very scary topic, I know. But I can teach you that you can live your life with wisdom in a way that you don't have to be afraid of fallout. Because you just know what not to do. Is that okay now? Somebody say, promise me that you'll never leave me. The day you person promised you is the day the process for the fellow to leave has been initiated. So what do I do as a pastor? It is who I have seen. I train everybody to be loyal, to be committed, to be faithful. But my sanity is not tied to anybody staying. And John see Jesus preach and they all left. And he turned to the 12. And said, will you also go? He said, to whom will we go? Who has the word of life? That is, the people who will stay with you must know you for the word of life you have. not for the miracles you perform, not for the food you multiply, for the word of life you have. That is, those who will stay are those who have encountered the word through you, and they love it, and they eat it, and they listen. Anybody who can't listen can last. If I love you so much and I want to have a future, the best I can do is to make you listen. He makes me lie down beside the green pastures. He makes me lie down. The sheep that the shepherds cannot make lie down will become meat for every prey. Can you see a man where they are discussing the bride price and he's getting married and he has dozed off? Where a man's treasure is, his heart will be there. Your treasure is not in the dream world. Stay awake. Stay. You must embrace God's word like your oxygen tank. Oxygen tank. This is my preservation. The word. I need it. I can lay hands on you tomorrow, you rebel. But if I teach you, you will stand. That's the secret. That is the secret. I said that is the secret. Are you with me now? That's the secret. And I tell people, you are my spiritual father. Do you listen to me? Because your questions are showing you are not listening. I've answered them in my teachings. I do not have the time. I said it on Sunday. I don't have the time to... Do you know how many people I lead? Do you know how many ministries and ministers I lead? Somebody asked me a question. Please, how do you go about this? I said, hold on. I will put this question as a webinar. I will make it open for all of you. 2 weeks' time, somebody also that was supposed to be there asked the same question. Is the fellow following? No. Until you begin to pursue the word as life, there's no guarantee. My God, help me. Now, Jesus speaking to Peter in Luke 22, verse 31. Luke chapter number 22, verse 31. Luke 22, verse 31. Luke 22, verse 31. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Luke 22, verse 31. And the Lord said unto Simon, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired you to have you. Has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you, that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your fellow. Listen, there is a very high chance that the shepherd will know the one that is about to be stolen next. Okay, I can tell you for free, that there is nobody who has betrayed or rebelled in the ministry and left that came as a shock. It can only come as a shock if you are not serious. The signs are always there. One of the most consistent signs that is 100% there is that they are not listening to you. They are not. I notice that those who listen to my teaching and go back and re-listen and listen again, they have a different estimation of me. I am who I am. But it is those who spend time with God and materials of what I have used that will encounter me in a different light. Others will not honor me, not because I have depreciated, but because you will not, what you have not paid attention to will not be magnified. So I notice I don't struggle with those who listen to me. Because same spirit function. I say you are an associate pastor with us in Spirit of Life Church. You listen to everyone else except my message. You cannot finish well in Spirit of Life Church. You may finish well in another ministry. Because what it will take to do work here is what I'm teaching. Are you with me? There's no emotions around this. Anybody can cut this out and go and bash me. I will repeat it. Let's see who is building what will last. Let's see who is building what will last. Anybody can go and insult. Don't mind them. Is he a cult or a church? There's no, I have no response. Both the wise and the foolish are building. It is the rain and the storm that will test it. So forget about it. Ministry is not for those who are doing it quick, but for those who are doing it right. When you do it right, it is hard. to train people to listen is hard. But it's rewarding. You have a church. All the workers are all listening to different junks online. They come to church. They are trying to delete. They are confused. The one they just heard that said against what you are saying. What kind of a house is that? A house divided against them cannot stand. Cannot stand. Let's wake up. I said, let's wake up. I said, let's. If you notice your inheritance is in a family, pay attention to the word. Pay attention to the word. Pay attention to the word. And that's why in Sphere of Life Church, nobody becomes a pastor here who is not a son. So what kind of structure is that? A son abides in the house forever. An hireling is there for salary. Sons, if the month comes that nobody will be on salary, we say, guys, the same spirit of faith I'm operating, this is what we are going to do. Nobody gets offended. But you become a pastor through advertisement, applying. What is the motivation? Salary. Why did you say you came? Say God called you as he has called me. Then we can go through the same process. That doesn't mean we are insensitive towards families because we pay attention to it. But we are saying money should not be a motivation. Sonship. And people who are just starting ministry, you want to retain them, so you make them pastors. Oh no. What a way to build. What a way to build. What a way to build. The pastor you made pastor preach and be first to everybody else except you. You are not part of his teachers. What a way to build. Because he gives big offering. What a way to build. If you give me good offering, I thank you. But there's something I have to offer you in return. Training. And the word. No matter your level, I can train you. That's what I have to offer you in return. Fatherhood. Praise God. I said fatherhood. Praise God. Many of you cannot preach like this because you are afraid of social media. To hell with social media. Social media called me. Eh? Will I give account at the last day before social media? That's all. Bishop Oyedepo was busy teaching the people in Otta and training them. Spending time with the pastors, preparing them for the weight of what is coming. Some were insulting and laughing. But those men have become formidable pillars carrying the structure. And let me say something about insult. There are pastors who have insulted Bishop Oyedepo in this country and dragged him on social media. He said it is not a fight until there are two in the ring. When they enter the ring and I refuse to enter, is it a fight? Meanwhile, the devil has convinced you that result is not part of the proof that you are doing it right. How can you be doing it right and God will not honor it? Once you have that doctrinal persuasion, you will begin to see those who have results as people who are missing it. So the devil will not make you find pride in being small. He will justify you in it. You will now say, those of, see, you can have doctrinal persuasion around many things that will make you cry. Are you with me? And I'm not saying that the result is the chief sign of God's endorsement. But I'm saying that God cannot separate a man and not glorify him at the end of the day. He will. Let's not deceive ourselves. If what you are saying is the truth, God will make the world hear it. Let's leave it. But get that in context. In you are not the one trying to be loud. Everyone amplifies the voice of accuracy. Does. Are you with me? Now in Jude, the book of Jude, Jude has just one chapter. Now follow me to the book of Jude. Alright? Jude chapter number 1, verse 24 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of glory with exceeding joy. Unto him. So the Holy Spirit is able to keep you from falling. Say, it is able to keep me from falling. Now let me give you this illustration. If Pastor become, I'm not sure I have the energy, but I'll try. Alright? Now, if you should gravitate towards the back, stand here. Alright? Move towards the back like you are falling. And I hold him. How am I holding him? With my hand. So there are tools to hold men from falling. So when Bible says that unto you that is able to keep you from falling, it means there's something with which is grabbing you from falling.
And those are the things I want to show you. Are you with me? So the Holy Spirit is able to keep you from falling. What this means is, he's able to hold you with certain cords. I can guarantee you of one thing. As you go on in life, you'll come to the end of your personal strength someday. Oh, this fellow is gentle. As long as that gentility is an inborn nature, you will exhaust it. And you will need gentleness that is a product of maturity in the spirit. You know the difference between fruit and fruit of the spirit and gift of the spirit? You can give gifts to children, but it takes mature trees to bear fruit. Fruit are evidence of maturity. I see the one who is shaking everywhere may not necessarily be the mature. Meanwhile, don't also speak against shaking everywhere, because God wants kingdom taken. Let's balance this thing. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you don't see people shaking everywhere. Say, don't mind them, see them. They are not, you are envious. I said you are envious. You can be balanced though. Meanwhile, you can shake everywhere and have fruit. It exists. So, lower your pride. The pride you have gotten in smallness, keep it. Keep it. Be humble. You can be proud in smallness. You think pride only comes in big things. No, you can be very proud in smallness. You just begin to see those that God is increasing. Don't mind them. Don't mind them. Look at them. Look at them. You'll be saved with your clique and you'll be strengthened and happy. Say, look at them. Look at them. We are the ones. We are the ones doing it right. And the devil is happy because he knows that's a voice that will not go out. You are doing ministry for 20 years. You've not been able to buy a speaker. Ask question now. Are there training around how to manage ministry finance? What don't I know? They can teach you instead of insulting them. If somebody is doing something in a way that you see that glorifies God, don't insult the person. Ask question. I was speaking to one of my brothers. I said, when our ministry started, your church was the template. We wanted excellence. We couldn't afford it. We began to search. We saw your church. We started learning. I have screenshots from those years on my phone. He said to me, he said, Apostle, honestly, pastors don't talk the way you talk. Say, who are you? Because people will learn from people. When they see that they are growing, they will lie. They say, I'm meeting for the first time. Liar. Are you? You lose nothing by saying you have inspired me. Doesn't reduce you. I said, person say, Apostle CC, see, you are inspiring me. I said, no. You are. And it's from day one. You are. Don't get to the point where you begin to pick up on those that God is lifting. If you can't find a reason why God is lifting them, then be humble. There's something God knows you don't know. Simple. Are you with me? Stay with me, please. Stay with me. So I said, let me guarantee you one thing in life. As you go on in life, you will definitely come to the end of your physical strength. The rope that will hold you will be the rope of intentional structures built by the Spirit to help you stand. You'll get to the point where where you have to choose between life and death, and all your emotions and desires will agree with death. But the structures that are kept intact will keep you. That is, now you are falling in your heart. But there are many people that the devil will have to pass through to make you really fall. And you know it is impossible. Oh, happy are you in those days. Oh, blessed are you in those days. But when he now comes and see that he has been able to successfully destroy those structures first. He has been able to. You will fall flat. That's why you should not be happy that you are dating a guy who has no accountability structure. There's no structure to hold him. There's nobody is accountable to. Say, I like it like that. You go to sleep in his house, nobody calls. Say, I like it like that. No, you should not like it like that. You should be sad. He's naked. It's like a bread without clothes, without nylon. You will get hard and not edible. Even you, when you soak it, you can't even eat it. Many of you, by the time you are done cooking what you are cooking, oh, you will eat it. But will you like it? Will you like what you are cooking? Be sure. Good meals take time and takes effort. Are you with me? Stay with me, please. There are times that all your emotions agree with falling. But you know. How can I undo what God has done in my life? You will not stay in marriage because it is shocking you. You will be there because there are structures that helps you both to keep doing after you have said I do. I said this on Sunday. If you and your spouse keep treating the church, all right, both in your words and action, like this is not your family. The day you need a voice of authority around you, nobody will speak it because you have watered everything down. You are pulling down structures over your house. You are puncturing your umbrella. Rain will beat you when the time comes. So those who are accountable are not fools. Check the future. You'll find out. They are not fools. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah, very important. Everybody desires to meet some men when the future has come. But can you recognize them in the process and stay there? Yeah, that's the secret. Alright. So, here are some basic wisdom to keep you connected in the race as you go. You have this wisdom, you are going to be connected. Number one, stay humble. Stay humble. Pride does not just go before a fall, it goes before all falls. At least there is no fall, you will see that there is no pride in it. So every man that falls has once believed he can't fall. Is that okay? He has once believed he can't fall. Somebody is jumping from the plane, say with parachute. Before he jumped, they say, hey, you didn't wear your bag very well. They say, forget about that. It's not today. As he jumped, the black bag flew out. They are looking at him. He's not dead yet, but they know he will die. Anybody who will have to jump and follow him might die before him. There are times that the best time we can help you before we begin to descend. Take the equipping of wisdom with humility. When you have the privilege to have those who can tell you, sit down. Now, there are children who ate their fathers and mothers. They became orphans to cherish them. Don't wait. We tell you, no, please. Don't do it like that. Do it like this. Without control. Say, nobody can talk to me anymore. Nobody can talk to me. Stay humble. 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 Pride goes before all falls. Now, pride is malignant in nature. Very, very destructive and invasive. You know why cancer is dangerous? It does not announce itself when it gets in. Just some cells, out of place, no repair, multiply faster. You know, let me tell you how it happens. You know, cells have the ability to repair themselves. But the worn out ones, as they begin to replicate, they don't need enough nutrient to multiply like the good cells. So cancerous cells spread faster. And that's why they give chemo. What chemotherapy does is not even just to fight cancer. It's an aggressive treatment. You know what I'm saying? That's why it can't be passed through all veins. Because it can kill it in the process. What chemotherapy does is that it is targeted to kill all fast growing cells. That's why the hair falls off. Because the cells beneath it are very rapidly replicating. They lose taste and different things. Pride is like that. It is aggressive. It takes aggressive measure to help a man out of pride. If a man becomes arrogant, you have to humble him. In our church, many people have been resident pastors. We made them to sit down and become workers in the same church. They stayed. You were the one who became the first pastor of Ibadan Church. You will not know if he's not. This was the first resident pastor of the church. He was in school, sat down, became a worker. Other people became pastors. He's still in that same church. That's humility. So, well, how can they tell me to sit down here? I'm out of this place. You don't know what. That lesson you are missing, you will repeat it. When you have gone above it, you will write it with your juniors. No, when you repeat, who do you write with? Your junior. That's the irony of missing class in school, in his kingdom. You think when you miss it, you write with your colleagues. No. You will write with those who were, let me leave it. So what it will take to salvage you when you walk in pride, you will not have the humility to afford it if care is not taken. Let me explain now. Okay? Should I explain? Let me explain now. Alright? Somebody is an adult. You are in primary 5. When I was in school, I had a classmate. They called the girl Afusa. It was in Kano. The girl was, we all call her auntie, some call her mommy, because she was old enough to be our aunties. Alright? I met her in that class. The school will not promote you, accept you.
All right, I have seniors who were in GSS 3 and so, who were in that class. They met her there also. Are you with me? Stay with me. When you repeat a class because of pride, now, the humility to have passed it, you will need much more to do it with your juniors. So many will never go back to doing it with their juniors. So they will maintain their way in pride. And they will keep convincing themselves. And meanwhile, to every level you decline to, there are quotes already made for your kind who are philosophers. If you rebel, there is a philosopher who has rebelled and he has a quote for you that justifies it. And you will put it there. And the Holy Ghost knows it's not leaving. And you feel anointed while you are posting it. You can be sending secret message to your spiritual father. So I know he will see it. So he can see it. But that humility you can't afford. You will need much more to be restored. Because the process to bring you back will have to be aggressive. As aggressive as the pride. Pass with your class. Stay humble, sir. Stay humble. When we started ministry, there are those who said they cannot do the dirty job. They can't serve. We are not dead. If God is calling them, they will have to do ministry someday. But with juniors, that's the truth. That's the painful truth. Rise with your generation. Rise on time. Are you with me? You don't like what I'm saying? Pride narrows your attention to self. When you begin to make decisions out of pride, it's self, self, self. They can't talk to me. Do you know who I am? Do you know when I finished school? Do you know my age? Number two. And meanwhile, before you go to number two, one of the things that God will need to put in your life to keep checking you from pride is correction. Because correction is not pleasant. It checks for the possibility of where it is lurking. And meanwhile, if you are a wise Christian, the correction you need the most is the ones that are not that are brutal. Because it does aggressive searching. I'm not endorsing treating people bad. But I'm saying if you are in a local church, there will be correction. Okay? On Sunday, I dealt with some people. I did not even deal with them. They were crying. Papa, what are you talking about? If the seniors you see, you say, who is this last born? last born. You know, apostles just look at you and say, you know, they were doing school of ministry on Sunday. Some of them were doing presentation. I was watching them. They're doing presentation. You dress for presentation to me. School of ministry. Then one of their panelists now said, in our, you went to do crusade. You came back, said you won 14 souls. He said, he was telling him, I was watching them. He said, in my set, we were told to go and bring 100 Muslim converts. How many? Even me, when I heard you, I said, you were in that set. 100 Muslim converts. I look at them, I say, look at these children. He was telling them, I say, we won 100 Muslim converts. And they were given a specific location to it. You see. So, I pray God helps us. Number two, stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. You don't want to fall off. Stay spiritual. The fire should not depart from the altar. Leviticus 6:12. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. To be carnally minded is death. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. Don't stay carnal. Stay. Don't stay sensual. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. Your daily routine has a lot of effect in your longevity. As you are missing it, there is a loophole already in the future. You will not see it until there is a need for informed decisions. If you don't have it, you can't give it. If you don't have it, you can't give it. You can't give it. You can't give it. If you don't have it, you can't give it. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. People make decisions that are obviously carnal. Because they have not yielded to the Spirit of God. Somebody can just decide, I'm out of here. Nobody can talk to me like that. The Holy Ghost cannot be in charge and you make certain decisions. He cannot. That is the truth. It was because somewhere along the line, the devil convinced you that if God loves you so much, he will not put you here. And you believed. The devil convinced you. He got you to believe a lie. Stay spiritual. Are you with me? To be spiritual is to yield to the Holy Spirit and for him to become the compass of your life. For the Holy Ghost to become the decision-making compass of your life. For the Holy Ghost to become the decision-making compass of your life. Stay spiritual. And stay spiritual means to believe in, we will give ourselves to prayer, heart six, and the ministry of the word. A spiritual man does not compromise these two. He's praying, he's studying. Apostle, what's the secret? This is the secret now. Jesus prayed, he fasted. You to pray, study, and fast. That's the secret. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. Because as you begin to decline, play down on spirituality, you will fall. When holy things don't matter to you again, you will fall. That is the truth. And nobody may be able to help you. I've seen girls in church who went to marry allergies. They were not growing. We thought they were growing. Oh, we thought joining choir and singing well was good. Oh, we thought being an usher was good. Until you go back to biological definition, growth is irreversible increase in size. As a matter of fact, you now begin to go into cell division. Some cells break into two. There's replication. There's increase. There's growth. It takes dying daily to grow. Divide. It should increase for me to what? Decrease. Stay spiritual.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.